A man stands behind a fast food counter at 2 a.m. when armed robbers burst through the door. They press guns to his head. They pull triggers, empty chambers clicking against his skull, trying to force him to open a safe he can't access. They'd killed someone the week before. He's certain he's about to die. This isn't the opening of a thriller. It's the true story of Matthew Dix, who survived that night but spent years trapped in untreated PTSD, mapping exits in every room, cataloging threats, hearing phantom gun clicks while awake. What saved him wasn't just therapy. It was discovering that his most terrifying moment contained his most powerful story. Dix went on to win 34 Moth Story Slams and 5 Grand Slam championships, transforming personal trauma into profound connection. His approach reveals something radical. We all possess stories worth telling, and learning to share them authentically might be the most important skill we never learned in school.
We dismiss our lives as too ordinary for storytelling. No Everest summits or plane crashes. This is backward. The most powerful stories emerge from small, everyday moments, revealing universal truths about being human. Try this practice. Each evening, spend 5 minutes asking, "If I had to tell a story about something that happened today, what would it be?" Record it in a spreadsheet, just the date and brief description. This homework for life practice transforms everything. Walking your elderly dog at 2 a.m. becomes a moment you'll treasure forever. A frustrating commute reveals something meaningful about patience or connection. Something unexpected happens. Forgotten memories resurface. While recording a moment about his dog, Dix suddenly remembered his childhood pet and realized his father hadn't just lost his family in divorce, he'd also lost his beloved dog. People committing to this 5-minute ritual report feeling important for the first time and experiencing time differently. Complement this with Crash and Burn, 15 minutes of stream of consciousness writing with 3 rules: never get attached to any idea, never judge what appears, and never let the pen stop moving. Add first, last, best, worst charts for prompts like first kiss or worst injury. These practices generate abundant material. With each recovered memory, life feels more expansive and significant. Great stories aren't about spectacular events. They're about tiny moments when something fundamental shifts inside you. The car accident story is about realizing your friends are your true family. Jurassic Park isn't about dinosaurs. It's about Alan Grant dropping his raptor claw while comforting 2 terrified children, transforming from hating kids to loving them. Once you identify your 5-second transformative moment, you've found your ending. Your beginning should be its opposite. I was once hopeful, but now I am not. Or I was once lost, but now I am found. Without transformation, you have either a douchebag success narrative, look how awesome I am, or a sad sack tale, pity me. The change doesn't need to be monumental. Audiences often prefer incremental growth. When crafting your opening, start with forward movement. Don't announce, "This is hilarious," or "You won't believe what happened." These statements kill surprise. Star Wars opens with racing starships, Raiders with Indy marching through jungle. Movement hooks audiences immediately. Stakes explain why audiences care. What you want, what's at risk, what you're fighting for. Public speaking creates natural stakes, but the story itself needs them too. 5 strategies infuse stakes into any story. The elephant states your need or problem within the first minute, like being stuck in New Hampshire with a flat tire. Often, you reveal the story is really about something deeper. Backpacks load the audience with your hopes and fears before moving forward. When you explain your plan to beg for gas money, the audience becomes invested. When it fails, they feel your disappointment. This is why heist movies explain the plan first. It puts viewers on the team. Breadcrumbs hint at future events without revealing too much. Mentioning you found your McDonald's uniform and have an idea makes the audience wonder what you'll do. Hourglasses slow down pivotal moments. When approaching a blue door in that uniform, drag out the moment, building tension. Crystal balls are false predictions, creating suspense. When the man tells you to stay put, you say, "He's calling the police." This reasonable but incorrect prediction makes the audience wonder what will actually happen. Remember, these strategies only enhance stories with inherent stakes. If your story is boring, it will always be boring. Stories contain permissible lies, manipulations that serve the audience, never personal gain. You can only reshape what exists, never fabricate. Omission removes distractions. In a hitchhiking story, Dix omitted Randy hiding across the street because knowing he's there puts you behind the tree instead of on the porch where the story happens. Compression pushes time together. Planning and executing a roof jump become a single afternoon, though they happened on separate days. Assumption fills forgotten details reasonably. Can't remember what car Batman hit? Station wagon works for a 1970 setting. Progression reorders events for emotional impact. Spreading ashes at three locations end with the most powerful moment, not chronological order. Conflation compresses emotional transformation. Years of unrequited love become a single biology class moment when you realized she would never be yours. These manipulations make truth more accessible and memorable. The story becomes more true by being slightly less factual. Great storytelling creates a movie in listeners' minds. The key? Always provide a physical location for every moment. Without location, you're lecturing, not storytelling. Describing your grandmother's character traits floats in space. Placing her in her garden pulling weeds instantly creates a visual scene. When providing backstory, ground it within a scene. Even while explaining your financial situation, describe yourself sitting behind the wheel of your car. Movies don't stop for narrators to explain context. They keep the camera pointed somewhere specific. Another crucial element, use but and therefore instead of and to connect scenes. And creates flat narratives. But and therefore signal change and create movement. To maintain the cinematic experience, never ask rhetorical questions, never address the audience directly, avoid props, eliminate anachronisms, never mention the word story in your story, and downplay your physical presence. When someone told Dix, "Listening to you tell a story is like listening to an audiobook," he knew he'd succeeded. Your presence should fade so completely that only the story remains. Storytelling is a superpower in our screen-dominated world. A CEO once told Dix he'd rather hire mediocre engineers who communicate well than brilliant ones who can't. Technical skills can be taught, but communication is harder to develop. Beyond professional benefits, storytelling creates safe spaces for vulnerability. Four women approach Dix after performances to share secret miscarriage stories, choosing him because his honesty made him safe. When he tells students about his homelessness, they share their own hardships. This is storytelling's true power, creating connection through authenticity. To become effective, don't memorize word for word. Instead, memorize three parts: your first sentences, your last sentences, and your story's scenes. Remembering physical locations helps recall what happens there. Make strategic eye contact with three people who like you, left, right, and center. Everyone in those areas will feel attended. Control emotions during vulnerable moments by shifting perspective, like switching from first person to third person in a video game, creating distance while preserving authenticity. The world needs authentic voices willing to say, "This happened to me, and it changed me, and maybe it will mean something to you too." Your vulnerability gives others permission to be vulnerable. Start with 5 minutes and a spreadsheet. Begin noticing the extraordinary hiding in ordinary days. That's how we find our way back to each other.